What's your favorite Hot Wheels?
Peeping Bomb.
Red Baron.
Beach Ball.
Grasshopper.
The Demon.
Blast Cord.
Caribou.
Man-Ass.
Sand Crab.
Peeping Bomb.
Power Pad.
Crybaby.
Beach Bomb.
Evil Weevil.
Demon. Crybaby. I didn't even know these things had names. Odds are many of those cars were designed by Hot Wheels chief designer Larry Wood, who's been at the company for 39 years. That's almost since the beginning. Today, Hot Wheels, you know them, you love them. The company turns 40, and they'll reveal the 4 billionth car produced. Larry joins us now on the phone from California. Hey, Larry.
Good morning.
How did you end up at Hot Wheels back in the day?
Well, I was a car designer in Detroit, and the weather got to me, so I said, I got to go to California. So came out to California, and of course, when you got to California, the first thing you did was go to parties. And I ran into a buddy at a party who was worked at Mattel, and he says, they're looking for a designer. And I said, hey, I got nothing else to do for a couple weeks. I'll design Hot Wheels for a while. And so I went from big cars to little cars in about 6 months.
Wow, so you made the real thing. What's the biggest difference between, besides the obvious, but what's the biggest difference between making real cars and making toy cars?
No, the biggest difference, believe it or not, is you get to do a lot of them. I mean, I can do three a day, where at Detroit you did door handles and grills for 2 years, you know. And at Mattel, they come in and they say, well, geez, we need a car right away. And I say, no problem, I'll get you a car out. We make a heck of a lot of cars every year.
How does a Hot Wheels vehicle come to be? What's the process? Do you have meetings where you just toss around ideas, or do you just make mini models of what's already out there? Can you make your fantasy
car? Well, at the beginning of the year, we sit down, and it takes us about a year to make a toy, so we're already got an idea what we're doing for 09. We're sitting around, and we brainstorm for a couple weeks of what's the hottest trend, where do we have gaps, are we going to do sports cars this year, or are we going to do hot rods or whatever we do. So we spend a good couple weeks brainstorming, and then we put all the photos on the wall of all the crazy cars we want to do, and then we start narrowing it down to our usual pick.
Can I interrupt for a second? We actually asked Matthew Diffie to stick around, because Matthew, I'm suggesting you're a gentleman of a certain age. You probably had some Hot Wheels.
Gosh, it's been a long, long time, though, and they were used and abused from other people, so I don't even know what their names were or what color they even were.
But that's part of the beauty of Hot Wheels, is that you shared them with your friends.
Yeah, they were, halfway buried in sand, usually.
Larry,
do you think about that, Larry, in terms of when you were designing them, what kids actually do with them?
Oh, yeah, and the weird thing is that there are so many collectors out there right now that I am basically sometimes in the last couple of years doing the exact same car I did 39 years ago, because the collectors want them so bad and they're so expensive that we are now reproducing some of the very early ones for the collectors, and at a very reasonable price compared to what they'd have to pay for the original.
When's the last time you had an idea that was totally shot down?
Oh, that happens all the time. You can't do every car you like.
Which Matthew appreciates.
Probably today. Or this morning I had some ideas, and I put 6 or 8 cars up on the walls, and some are my favorites, and some are what we'll probably end up doing. So it happens quite often.
And what I imagine you've met some pretty hardcore collectors in your time. Are all these people regular big car enthusiasts who just find that collecting Hot Wheels is a little more affordable? Or is there something specific about the Hot Wheel that appeals to people?
Yeah, it's surprising that not all of them are pure car nuts. Some of them just collect the little toys because they remember what it was like when they were, a kid. And they just like some guys collect, like the pink cars, the most expensive, because we made very, very few pink cars back in the old days. It was just an experiment. And some of the pink cars are very expensive. So if you get a collector, maybe he'll collect Corvettes, or maybe he'll collect something else. But they sometimes vary. Some guys take it all, and boy, we get a lot of their money if you try to collect everything we make.
What's the best and worst part of your job?
Gee, the best part, of course, is designing cars. That's what I've always wanted to do all my life. I suppose the worst part is always meetings. I mean, nobody likes to go to meetings all the time. I'd rather sit in my office and draw cars than sit in a meeting. But, it's part of the job.
But I imagine it's still a pretty cool job at the end of the day. When you go to parties and you tell people that you're a Hot Wheels designer, I imagine that goes over well.
Everybody says, I had one of those when I was a kid. And, making the 4 billionth car this year, in fact, today I think we're showing it at a toy fair there in New York. And, boy, that's going to be really something when that happens. We're making a special car filled with diamonds. And
wow!
Supposedly it's got $140,000 worth of diamonds on it. I haven't seen it. I designed the car, but then they came back and they gave it to a jeweler up in Beverly Hills, and he put all these diamonds on it, and they're going to show it today a little later. And I'll have to watch TV, see if I can see my own car.
Very exciting. Well, happy anniversary to everyone at Hot Wheels. We appreciate it. Larry Wood, been a designer at Hot Wheels for 39 years. Thanks very much, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Take care.